T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What was that sound?
What? My Lizzo sound?
Yeah.
Bomb, 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 a wop, wop, way.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
Obviously, it's been a weird week this week, but we want to give you the opportunity to call up if you want to talk to us, if you need someone to talk to. I know a lot of times when we're doing this social distancing stuff, you need to have some sort of interaction with maybe people that aren't 5 years old
or
that are living in your house.
That you're married to.
Right,
or,
right.
Or just communicating via, like, instant messenger through your work app thing because everybody's working from home.
We would love to know how you're doing. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Actually, if you have a second, because I know a lot of nurses are working doubles right now.
Yeah.
If you are listening and you'd love to call in, we would love to talk to you for a few minutes. If you just want to, like, just vent.
Right.
You just want to get it off your chest.
We'll be the pillow you can scream into.
There you go. Now, a lot of the stuff you're going to hear on the Wake Up Call this week are reruns. We're trying to find stuff that we think is funny, which that bar is set very low.
Oh, very low.
We'll try and do some live Corona stuff while we're in the studio. We're not trying to stay together in the studio for long periods of time while everything is happening. There will be a point, I'm sure, where our higher-ups say, you guys definitely can't come in anymore. So we're doing the best we can, kind of with what we have.
And we are trying to find a workaround for that, correct?
Totally.
As opposed to just like, okay, well,
bye.
No more Wake Up Call.
Right, right, right. That's not going to happen. But if you want to call us up, every morning we want to give you an opportunity to call in and chime in if you'd like. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Of course, being stuck at home, a lot of the movie theaters are shutting down temporarily because obviously they don't want people gathering in movie theaters. So along with releasing some movies directly to the streaming platforms, Netflix has a party extension that you can get that lets you have remote movie night when you synchronize your accounts with your friends.
Have you seen this?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, first of all, Netflix didn't put this out. Somebody discovered a workaround for it, but Netflix is totally cool with it. You can use a Chrome browser, and this article, I don't know anything about computer stuff. They make it seem so easy.
Well, sure.
But they say, simply install the Chrome extension, choose a movie or TV show to play, launch the extension, and send a link to everyone you want to invite to the party.
It's almost like,
I don't know what the hell any of that means.
It's like a custom app for Chrome.
Okay.
Right? And you, it'll ask you like for your login, and then it'll send you a link that you can send to your friends. So if you say you pick, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory to watch, it'll send it, and it'll synchronize it in real time, so all of you are watching the same movie at exactly the same time. It gives you a chat bar on the side so you guys can talk back and forth while the movie's playing.
That's cute.
So at first I thought that was cute too, and then the more I thought about it, the dumber and dumber it seemed.
Why?
To get. Well, you've come over to my house to watch a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably would love this, but I hate watching movies with you because what do you do during a movie?
I want to talk.
She talks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nonstop during a movie.
Okay, but here's the thing: we can eventually, this will blow over. God knows what it's gonna be, but eventually we will get back to civilization. We can just watch movies by ourselves. Then, for now, this is an opportunity to like hang out with your friends and watch a movie and have a different experience than just sitting by yourself, not communicating, feeling alone, watching a movie.
It just seems like instead of watching the stuff, all we're doing is having something on in the background while we're AOL instant messaging each other.
Which is pretty much what 50% of people do with Netflix anyway. They'll just let it run in the background while you might be on your phone, and then it stops asking if you're still watching. Yeah, sure, Netflix, still watching. And then you keep going back to your phone.
We follow people that live tweet live events.
We do?
I do.
I guess sometimes.
Right.
If I want to watch something, I want to watch it. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You can watch it normally later.
I've already semi-watched it then.
So here's
then
what you
choose a different movie. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now, why not this weekend? Why don't you guys set up a little Netflix thing for your kids and his kids?
Oh, never. No.
Wait, why never?
Why never?
With my kids?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Because they want to watch it too. You have brought all of your kids over to my house to watch something.
Many times.
We tried to watch Coco together.
Yeah.
We tried to watch Frozen 2 together.
We did watch Coco together. Rain was there.
Yeah.
Did we talk the whole time?
Hit or miss.
Yes!
I mean,
yes!
Not the whole time.
Not you, not Rain.
I was watching the movie.
You were trying to watch the movie. Yeah. I kept watching. Who sat right next to you and kept trying to engage you in conversation?
Oh, boy.
Who?
Answer
my question.
I don't want
to. Answer my question.
Okay.
It was Katie.
Rain.
All she kept doing was
lying.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
No.
Okay, here's how I know you're lying and you're never going to tell me that this isn't true. Who is the worst person on the wake-up call to talk to?
Well, Rain.
If I was going to talk to anybody, I'd be talking to you or your wife.
No, because we were watching the effing movie with the kids who were trying to. Rain was not engaging you. You do not need a receptive audience to have a conversation. We've talked about this.
Okay, we are in a pandemic, and this is not the time.
I'm going to try and move this along.
Please do.
Yeah, okay. All right, great. All right, well, I can't wait to hear the report next week on your movie night on Netflix. 766-1065. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? How is everything going with you?
I am going well. I've just been working doubles a lot. I work in healthcare and I do senior living care.
Oh boy. Oh my gosh. Wow.
So
you're
is everybody
like ground zero.
Is everybody pretty freaked out?
Well, my first job, I work in assisted living, and so they're aware. In my second job, they're memory care, so it's just another day for them. But we're keeping the facilities very clean. And every day before I'm allowed to even clock in, I have to answer a coronavirus questionnaire.
Okay.
And I have to have my temperature taken.
Well, that's good.
Now, I have heard, and this really breaks my heart, but especially in Washington, they are really limiting the amount of people that can go visit people in elder care homes. Is that the case for you guys?
That is correct. Oh. In California, we are limiting family members to not being able to visit. Of course, the seniors have rights, and we can't legally tell them they cannot leave the facility. They are more than welcome to leave the facility, but if they do leave, when they come back, they need to answer a questionnaire form and need to have their temperature taken. And we check their temperatures daily.
Well, listen, thank you so much for
yes.
everything you're doing. We really appreciate it. I know that, you know, workers like you and nurses and medical professionals are so overwhelmed right now. We cannot thank you enough for everything you're doing.
Of course. I definitely try to do my part, and I am grateful that I still have a job as
right?
well.
Right? Sure.
Oh, my God. You're a saint. The fact that you're even looking at it that way.
I'm glad that you actually said that, because this was a conversation I had with my wife yesterday. She's a teacher. She has to teach from home, and she was frustrated yesterday about, she's like, well, how... I was struggling to do my job before. Now I have to do my job and homeschool our kids and keep my sanity. We have to take care of a baby, and she's getting frustrated. And I paused her for a second and I said, I know it's frustrating, but we need to be very grateful and lucky that we still have A, income, and B, jobs that we can do from home. I know so many people who are in professional limbo right now. They don't know what they're going to do about their mortgage. They don't know. So help those people however you can, and try to remember that during the frustrating times, that if you still have a job.
Real fast, Heather, what should people stop doing?
Complaining and bitching. They need to be nice. They need to be nice to the cashiers, and really, for sure.
For sure.
That's another occupation that really kind of deserves a hand.
Those people are working 14, 12-hour days.
Yeah. All those people at the grocery stores, for sure.
I just came back from rallies. We got chicken, but we don't have toilet paper. But the poor cashier, as we're checking out, she's in tears. And she said, "We just opened at 6, and I've already been yelled at twice."
Oh my God! Man. What the hell is wrong with
people? What are they yelling at you guys about?
I don't think she works there.
Oh,
because they're not stocked. They don't have what they're going in for at 6 o'clock in the morning. But these people are also people. They're not families, and we got crowds coming in that she has to deal with because that's her job. And you know, they could give them a little bit of courtesy and just thank them for even being there, doing their job, and ringing up their groceries. But she gives them a hard time because they're not getting what you want. It's extremely unfair, and I just wanted to give a big shout out to all the Raley's cashiers and everybody that has to do what they have to do in order for us to be able to get what we can and have people have a little patience.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a good reminder.
Yeah, that's so great.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you so much. All right, real fast, we'll end on a high note. So Cardi B has obviously expressed her beliefs on the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
She posted this video on social late last week.
Government, let me tell y'all something. I don't know what this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this is on motherfucking tour. And let me tell y'all something. I ain't going front. Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus!
Okay.
What's happening?
So it was like a minute clip that she posted on social, and because of that, this is now the number 10 song on iTunes. Someone remixed it into an actual song.
I mean, we have a lot of time on our hands.
I don't hate it either.
That's it. It's a bop.
I'm in. I'm all in.
People are number 10 on iTunes today.
Listen,
buying this? Yes.
I've said it. I think we've all said it. Cardi for Congress.
I'm not on board with that.
I am.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.